W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden back on the campaign trail in North Carolina on Friday, acknowledging his rough performance at Thursday's debate, but vowing to fight on. Some voters at that rally, like David Tellum, say that they're more anxious than ever about the election.
Biden was not strong. I suspect that they overtrained him.
Biden back at Camp David today. Hundreds of people attended a vigil overnight for a 13-year-old boy killed in a police shooting in upstate New York. Police say he was pointing a replica handgun at an officer. Before a cabinet meeting this morning, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu weighed in on the ceasefire talks, saying that Israel will not end the war until we achieve our goals, his words, and says the return of all abductees is important, saying that Israel was committed to fighting until Hamas is, quote, defeated. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Beryl has undergone rapid intensification, has now become the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record, the first ever for the month of June. This is ABC News. Florida's ban on lab-grown meat is set to go into effect this week. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Ahead of a July 1st ban on the production and sale of lab-grown meat in Florida, California-based producer Upside Foods hosting a last hurrah tasting party in Miami. Nadal Baraki was there.
Like, if you tell me it's cultivated chicken or real chicken, I wouldn't tell the difference.
The meat is grown from cells of a living animal, a fertilized egg, or a storage bank, and then cultivated. Florida has banned this sale, as lawmakers say they want to protect the state's agricultural industry. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
State Farm Insurance this week requested one of their biggest rate increases ever in the state of California, leaving thousands of homeowners concerned about their home insurance. The company, which is the largest residential homeowners insurer in the state, insuring one in five homes, is asking for an additional 30% rate increase next year on the heels of a recent rate hike of almost 20%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates are filing another legal challenge to Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Mike Moan reports.
The coalition announced the appeal this week, and it centers on how the management plan came together under the state DNR. A judge dismissed the original lawsuit earlier this spring. It accused an agency panel of breaking the rules for how it interacted with special interest groups tied to hunting. Melissa Smith, with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife, says by favoring certain voices, other wildlife groups are left behind.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
The coalition says the judge's decision conflicts with principles under the public trust doctrine. The Department of Natural Resources says it cannot respond to pending litigation. This legal activity comes a few months after federal officials opted to keep the gray wolf on the endangered species list. State law requires a wolf hunt if the animal is delisted from federal protections, but the new management plan doesn't include a goal with specific numbers. Instead, the plan focuses on sustainability. Meanwhile, Smith says she wants state rules to be consistent.
If you look at the deer plan, our Wisconsin deer plan, it states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in a public trust and when something is not.
Hunting and farming groups contend the gray wolf population has grown too large, putting livestock at risk. But conservationists say these concerns are often overstated and that management efforts need to be rooted in science. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plentiful sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s, light winds. Overnight, mostly clear skies will drop to the lower 50s. On Monday, once again, another comfortable day, sunshine and lower 70s, showers late Monday night.
It's 66 at our studios.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day, and we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you and powered by Everlight Solar. And ladies and gents, with that, here is my conversation with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois Bentley.
Essential energy accelerates metabolism.
Are you guys,
that's what I need.
What?
Accelerates metabolism.
Are you talking about that Celsius drink?
Yeah.
No, I good? Just got that because...
Live fit.
Huh?
It says live fit.
Live fit. I mean,
it might make me lose weight.
What do you drink? Sue?
I don't know that it's...
Susie, as soon as he leaves, his water is going to fall.
Well, it's sparkling water.
Sparkling? What the hell? You got something on your foot, too?
Oh, yeah, I do.
What's on your foot, Mary?
I have... Remember when we went hiking, Charlie, and I couldn't make it up with that tower?
Ago?
Yeah, without taking my shoes off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the deal? You got a...
Arthritis.
I
have some torn tendons. Arthritis runs in our family. You're going to get it, too.
I got arthritis in my big toe.
You do?
I do.
See, now that's going to spread.
Hello. How are you guys?
Oh, my neighbors.
Hi. Bye. Bye.
We're going to the casino.
They
probably want to go.
Aren't
along.
They fun?
Who is that?
Those are my two neighbors. One is Mary and one is Joyce.
Joyce and Mary.
Joyce and Mary.
Nice.
It was a nice little.
Does Joyce spend a lot of time on the floor?
No. Is that a good place to eat, Lois?
Yes, it's a very good place.
The Britain House.
We'll have to try that sometime.
Okay. Is that what it's called? The Britain House?
Britain House.
Yeah. Britain?
Britain.
Come up and
Britain.
Go out
Britain
to
house.
Eat.
The Britain House.
Is it a British deal?
No. It's right. Just a. Well, actually, it's a good restaurant.
That was a good place to move, Lois.
Yes, it was. No, I can walk to the restaurant. And if I get too drunk, I gotta forget. I have to remember.
If I get too wasted,
I can walk home.
That's good.
I can find my house.
Lois, I don't have Siri up, so you're gonna be my You're gonna be my Siri here.
I don't have Siri.
Do you know how to get to Ho-Chunk from here? No. Otherwise, Mary's... Oh, I get on that highway up there, take a right.
Do you want me to do this?
Grandma, you want the AC on or you want your...
Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
You want higher?
Yeah,
okay.
Nothing's working today.
You know what? That's why it wasn't on.
Where's Ho-Chunk? Is it... Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino.
Getting directions to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
No, not Pottawatomie.
Not Potto. Ho-Chunk.
Where is that located?
What are we doing with the robot? I thought
starting
we were...
Starting
route. Oh, okay. You're doing it, Mary?
Stay the right lane.
And route.
Ending navigation.
Oh, for God. You know, this is...
Just wait. I'll get it.
I think I go right up here.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have to say it like that, Lois.
Well, yes. I mean, that much I know.
You could have said, yeah, Charlie, that is correct.
Okay, Charlie, that's correct.
Oh. Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino in Sauk County, Wisconsin.
Getting directions to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Sweet.
Wisconsin Dells.
Starting route to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
All right. So, look at that. So, yeah, anyway, arthritis. Yeah, I got arthritis in my big toe.
Well, you're going to get it all over.
I'm not going to get it all
over. Sure you will. Every single person in our family is died of it.
If you're
died
of
Mary,
it.
In
3.7 miles.
Arthritis.
Mary, you're going to have to turn that robot off. She's driving me nuts.
You're lucky Mary, if you don't get it in your back.
Do you want me to turn it down? Are you just going to watch it?
I mean...
I'm so excited, Lois.
You are. So
I can't wait to go ka-ching. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Charlie, if you have to work, like when Sue calls you up and she wants to go to the casino because she'd go every day, if you have to work, just tell her no.
Okay. Well, Mary, you just had a birthday.
Can you
talk about that? How old did you turn?
Hey, then
49.
If you just had a birthday, you can get some money at Ho-Chunk.
I know. Really?
You can get money from Ho-Chunk for your
birthday. Well, when was your birthday?
May 28th.
What's today?
May 30th.
Yeah, you should be able to get some.
How much?
I don't know what you're going to get. You have to just go up and tell them.
It was my birthday.
Do you get a birthday thing and you have to show them your ID?
There, now I'm feeling something.
Now you're getting it.
Did you hear what I did with a gas can?
Oh.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, tell the gas can story, Mary. How the hell does this
I'm at the gas station filling up a tank for the lawnmower. Yeah. And I pressed on the gas thing. And you know how you press it and it clicks and it just goes until it's full and then it unclicks? Well, it clicked. And then I thought, holy shit. I don't know if this is going to unclick. So I tried to unclick it by pressing it up. It was stuck. So I panicked. I took it out.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. There is gas all over. And then I panicked and I've got to unclick this. So I turned it towards my face to look at it.
Oh my God. That's like seeing if a gun is unloaded by looking down.
I couldn't believe I did that. So then I have gas all over my face, all over my clothes.
In your eyes.
In my eyes. Then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And then I was really panicked. Then I put it down. It's like gas all over again. Then I think I turned it towards my face again. Splashed my face again. And then the gas station guy happened to be outside filling ice. He comes running over. He's panicked now.
Well, yeah.
Ma'am. He takes the thing, presses the emergency button, clicks off the gas. And then I'm rubbing my eyes. So I go in and I douse my eyes. I go into the shower, stay in there for a while, call my eye doctor. They said, you should be okay unless it starts to burn. It starts to burn while I'm mowing lawn. I have to go in there. She says, you're lucky you have your eyesight. Your pupils are good, but you have a chemical burn in your eyes. So my brother Dave called. I was telling Joel this story. He goes, you've got to stop. I said, Joel, don't say anything. I almost lost my eyes. He said, you've got to stop. And then he starts, by the end of the conversation, he is giving me so much crap. Then Dave calls and he goes, I didn't get the phone right away. And then he called again and he goes, you got a light?
God.
Mary, I have a question though.
What?
If you're pulling out a gas pump
and
you want to see if there's gas coming out, do you not have a good enough vantage point from right here to see if gas is coming out?
No, I knew that.
You have to look at it.
I was trying to fix it. So it would stop.
And so you decided the point?
I thought I could see it.
I think you panicked, and in your panic, you chose the exact worst thing you could do.
I did the exact worst thing. Thank gosh that
gas attendant was out there.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that was our turn. Ouch.
Ah!
That's stupid.
You can turn. Whatever you turn. In 1 mile.
I'll just turn that breeze.
In 1 mile, she said you.
Yeah. You know, this is just a symbol for life right now. Like sometimes you're on the road to life, there are directions. And if you miss your turn off, you don't need to get upset at yourself. You just reroute.
Yeah, it just reroutes for you.
Yeah.
So you're okay.
Do you guys think that?
I understand which way it's taken.
Breezy Point. Breezy Point Road, we take a right.
Yeah, did you, it is going to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
So. Yeah. You got the air on.
Air is it cold back there, man?
No,
it's fine.
Okay, we got it. Good, so it goes for
me. All right, keep it where it is. It's fine for Lois.
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
We go climb it.
It's on. It's on high. It's fine.
Is it Breezy Point Road? Yeah, that was Breezy Point Road. Now we're rerouting again. Now we're going to Fox Lake. God's sake, are we ever gonna get there? All right.
Oh my gosh.
This next one.
Do you want me to take my phone and direct you since you're not paying attention?
Well, you would be paying attention.
Give me my phone.
Fox Lake, that's the next one. And I am paying attention.
No, you're not, Charlie.
You're trying to accommodate the whole car. Also trying to figure out how you can.
Where we're going.
A grown ass woman spray gas in your face. What were you getting gas
for? Because you want a light.
And the light.
Do you have a light?
Mary, were you cutting the grass?
I was cutting the grass after I sprayed it in my eye, and then my doctor said, if it burns, you have to go in. Well, I got one swipe done.
You're talking about something else, Mary.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean if I light myself on fire?
Yeah,
I was.
Take exit 136.
So if we take this exit, then what?
Fox Lake.
0.2 miles to Fox Lake.
Yeah, taking it.
Right here.
I'm kind of confused. I don't think this is the way we went there the last time.
Well, no, you missed two exits, Charlie. Okay.
You know, Mary.
What do you expect?
Okay.
Don't rub it in, Mary.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
Well, let's just talk about rerouting our life if we miss.
Now, Mary, if you were to reroute your life at this point, where would you take it? Huh? Where would Siri tell you to go?
If I were to reroute my life, I'd be marrying a millionaire.
Oh, yeah? 6.3 miles.
Yep.
Turn left onto East State Street.
And why aren't you?
Yeah, Mary, there are millionaires out there. First of all, Mary, I don't think
maybe
you've
Donald
updated
Trump.
The people on your relationship.
Yeah,
status.
Right.
What?
The last time you were on the podcast, you were getting hot and heavy with a fella.
With Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
What happened to Matt?
We really saw a picture of him even.
Yeah, we never said, we don't even know if Matt's real.
He's like my make-believe friend when I was a kid.
You didn't want to say it, but...
My make-believe boyfriend.
Are you dating anyone else now that Matt's a figment of your imagination and the past?
So if anybody knows of a millionaire that's available...
Yeah.
If we want...
If I did, I would have her.
Yeah. Lois is going to take first dibs on the millionaire.
So, Mary, what's the long-term plan if you get a millionaire? Are you going to marry him for the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm moving out. He's going to support Sue in whatever way she wants to be supported. And I'm just going to go to some island with or without the millionaire.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you got to include him, Mary.
Not really.
Oh, well, then you better just forget it. No millionaire is going to marry you.
Just going to marry me for my status.
Boy, are you...
The clout.
Yep.
Mary's clout.
Wow.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary. You're not on the dating apps?
Not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile, but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this point?
How old are you, Mary?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and
don't.
She's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen. We have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you. So let's build your dating profile here. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop!
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop! I'm not 66.
Just Mary,
just listen.
Be
to
honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie.
Yeah,
is right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So
yes.
What questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh my God.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want to know.
I know this. Yes. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh my God,
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap,
Charlie. Okay, Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit more. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves animals.
That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary loves animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say raggedy. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with raggedy. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
30.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave.
I think he's ready to kick the bucket.
No, he's not.
No, he acts like a puppy. He
These
really
dogs
does.
Can live till they're 25.
Really?
Shut
yes.
Up.
Mary, no, I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Well, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
Oh,
mini Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu?
In 0.9 miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
Who is New Year's? All right, so Mary, you have...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No,
this is East State?
No, it's not State. That's...
Charlie, you had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Next stop sign... Turn left on East State.
He's got
0.4 miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know? She's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Dude, Mary, don't. Do not,
Mary!
Do not distract the driver.
I have.
Fellas,
you
I
want him to quit? Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your...
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying,
yes.
You came into the living room and
yes.
You looked down at him,
yep.
And all you said was, "Doesn't look good."
That's not all.
There
I
wasn't
said.
No, there wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live, and I lost. I thought I took an hour. Rufus took 5 hours, and that damn dog's still alive. So hopefully we have better luck.
He had a seizure.
Turn left onto Highway 73 south.
In 5.5 miles, turn left on
73
south.
Fellas, if you can see yourself driving for miles and not having Siri in your ear, but Mary in your ear.
Oh, yeah, we are on East State Street.
You know, Charlie, any guy would be lucky to have me.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
So, let's just say, folks, no ego.
You know, what she wants is a millionaire to let her live her life alone.
Let her, that's it. I mean, it sounds like she's looking for a loan, is what it looks like, a life loan.
I can't find a millionaire because Lois is going to take him before I do.
Well, that is if Lois sees him. I don't think I want one.
You just said you wanted a millionaire.
No, I don't think I do.
I do not. No, I'm.
I
no
don't
way.
Want to wash Am anyone's dirty looking? Underwear.
It's a nice town, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It is.
Fox Lake.
Yes.
Fox Lake is nice.
Welcome to Fox Lake. You know, the water towers.
Yeah.
You guys know how water towers work?
No.
And look, at they have an old-fashioned.
What do they have?
Right here.
An old-fashioned diner.
We got to introduce your brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Since we last did the podcast, we have a new brandy.
Oh, no. Now I have to buy three more.
You got to buy three more?
Three more and get three more signatures on them.
We'll stop on the way home. Who are they for?
Randy and Chris, and Missy and Chuck, and me.
Yeah, but you have two bottles, don't you?
You have one signed.
I have three bottles.
Charlie signed it.
Two need a signature.
Okay, I'll do that.
Charlie signed your bottle, Lubricant Lois.
Yes. And he doesn't have to sign the
Are
other
you upset
out.
About that?
No.
No. God.
Lubricant Lois. No. Shoot, I gotta get you a jacket that says Lubricant Lois.
I don't think so.
Lubricant Lois. Lucy Susie. Yeah. And Mary, make me a millionaire Mary. There you go.
Hey, Char, yeah. I checked the price when I was in Festival Foods.
Yeah.
And your bottle is more expensive than
Grandma.
Well, look at who's Corbell's.
Grandma, stop promoting Corbell unintentionally here.
She tells everyone that, Charlie.
Why are you saying that our price point is not the top selling point?
Yes, I think it's so good.
Charlie is a top selling point.
You think it's worth it? You think it's worth the extra couple bucks?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's so smooth. I'm telling you. Yes, it's smooth.
I don't know. I'm too tight to open one.
Lois.
I know. Isn't that stupid?
Well, you know what, Char?
Well, I don't want to open
we
one
should
that
bring Lois back to our house and have an old-fashioned party.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, Lois, if you got a jacket that's in Lubricant Lois, it would be a starting conversation for your boyfriend in the bars.
Lois, do you have a boyfriend, though?
They'd be interested.
No, I don't.
You were going to take my millionaire.
I'm not sharing anything of mine with anyone.
What?
I'm not sharing anything of mine with anyone.
But I was never Lucy.
Oh, Grandma, your phone. Who is it?
Oh, I heard Lucy.
Better see who it is.
You can't tell by your watch.
I'm a millionaire.
Mom, happy grandma's millionaire. Oh, are you going to get to your phone in time?
But I want to. I do not want.
First of all, your ring sounds like the winning sound of a slot machine.
Uh-oh.
Is there a reason for that?
It does, doesn't it?
Mary, I gotta say this, though. We didn't finish building out your dating.
We're not doing that anymore.
All right, so you're interested.
Charlie, how many people are in that cemetery?
No, Mary, the joke is how many dead people are in that cemetery?
No.
How many people in that cemetery are dead? How many dead people are in that cemetery?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I screwed up.
You really screwed that
joke.
Yeah,
you did.
Oh, that's my favorite joke. You are crazy.
I'm glad I brought him along.
You got them all?
Yep, I got them.
What did you bring, Sue?
Her pills.
My pills.
Oh, gosh.
Got any fun ones in there, Grandma?
Yeah.
I got a Vicodin. You want a Vicodin?
Yeah, give me that before the casino.
You'll spend way too much money.
All right, well, here we got it. So anyways, Mary, does that conclude your dating profile? We have an interest. Do you have to be with a Catholic?
Yes.
Oh, and Grandma says yes, hot off the gate.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So she's gotta stick with her religion. Mary's favorite thing is, I'm 66 years old and I should know what I'm doing, when I'm doing. And I question some of her moves.
Well, like what move do you question? Her looking through the barrel of a gas?
Nice. Sue has a t-shirt that says director on it.
That says what?
Director. We took a girls' week down in Arizona. And we all had t-shirts that said, I survived Girls Weekend 2021. And all Sue's shirt said, the director.
Wait, you guys went to Arizona in 2021?
Or no, it was
2001. Like, sorry.
2001.
I missed it by 20.
It is quite a difference.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden back on the campaign trail in North Carolina on Friday, acknowledging his rough performance at Thursday's debate, but vowing to fight on. Some voters at that rally, like David Tellum, say that they're more anxious than ever about the election.
Biden was not strong. I suspect that they overtrained him.
Biden back at Camp David today. Hundreds of people attended a vigil overnight for a 13-year-old boy killed in a police shooting in upstate New York. Police say he was pointing a replica handgun at an officer. Before a cabinet meeting this morning, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu weighed in on the ceasefire talks, saying that Israel will not end the war until we achieve our goals, his words, and says the return of all abductees is important, saying that Israel was committed to fighting until Hamas is, quote, defeated. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Beryl has undergone rapid intensification, has now become the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record, the first ever for the month of June. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing before a sellout at American Family Field, nearly half of them Cubs fans, as Chicago pulled off a 5-3 victory Saturday. The Cubs jumped out to an early lead with a single, then a two-run homer by Chicago's Michael Busch on just the first two pitches of the game, Brewers starter Tobias Myers.
I think a lot of it's just baseball. They were aggressive today. They know what I've been doing the last couple weeks is attacking with the four-seam, so I think they did a pretty good job of coming out and putting some good swings on some fastballs.
The crew battled back to a 3-3 tie until reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk and a home run to Ian Happ in the eighth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You're in the major leagues and you're pitching at that time in the game. Walks are not a possibility. I mean, it's just not part of it. If you look at our pitching staff, a lot of our success, and it's been great this year, of not giving up free bases. The home run is the home run.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plentiful sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s, light winds. Overnight, mostly clear skies will drop to the lower 50s. On Monday, once again, another comfortable day, sunshine and lower 70s. Showers late Monday night.
It's 66 at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcaster,
Chihuahua. On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbrus joins me to talk about Riverfest Lacrosse. And from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Charlie Behrens, and this is the Cripes Cast. And you're about to listen to a conversation with my Grandma Sue, my Aunt Mary, and my Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois Bentley.
Look at all the windmills.
Yeah.
You know, I have a picture from 2007. And I don't believe that I was ever that young. I don't remember it.
That's why I say I'm 66 years old, is because, Sue, when you're in the car, you make a left. This is in Fond du Lac. Make a left
Mary,
here,
I'll
Mary.
I'll tell you how old I am.
Make a right here, grandma? Mary.
I'm 86, and I'm almost 87.
86, almost 87. Grandma, 87 years on this earth. What's your best piece of advice?
My best piece of advice is keep your nose clean.
Keep your nose clean.
Yeah.
Like no boogers or no...
No, pain. Not... That's just a metaphor. A
metaphor for no drugs.
Yeah, and no... Just stay within the law, and as far as I'm concerned, stay within your religion.
And it was like that. It's like...
Hey. So, anyway...
No drugs, stay within the law, stay within the religion.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't say... if you need medication, you need it.
Yeah.
And we won't consider that a drug.
Hang on. I screwed the pooch here. I got to do a little light turn. We're doing a detour.
Another change in life.
Look at all the windmills. Holy cow.
Yeah. It's a nice little farmhouse here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they got a Yui. We get to do a little Yui on this.
Yes, they do.
Now, I guarantee you there's somebody in this farmhouse looking out the window saying, oh, who the hell sure. is...
Going towards our barn.
Who's turning around in our deal?
Oh, yeah. They're... The garage doors are all
They should
open.
Expect it with that well, little you put it, sign up there.
Look yeah. at their buildings really need repair, don't they?
Yeah.
On both sides of the road.
They just need painting.
Yeah, I don't think either of those barns are expecting they're, visitors.
They're waiting for a hurricane.
You don't
to
think
take
they're in use? No cows?
No cows.
No pigs?
No pigs. Oh, they've got crops in now. Look at that. That corn's on its way to being knee high by the 4th of July.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Where's the corn? I don't see any.
So we got Mary over here with a bump foot due to arthritis. And then Lois, you bumped your ankle, huh?
I broke my leg.
How'd you do that?
I fell down.
You fell down, yeah. broke the leg. Did yeah. it hurt?
No.
Is it the tibia or the ankle? Lois.
I don't know. The tibia must be. It's between the Lois, ankle when, and the knee.
When you broke it,
yeah, it's the tibia.
Was somebody in the house?
No.
Did you call somebody?
Oh, yeah, after a while.
How long did it take you to call someone, Lois?
Probably a couple of hours.
Really?
How did you maneuver with a broken leg?
I don't know. I just kind of crawled on the crawled until I got to a couch, and I got on there.
And so you can. Did it hurt when you got to the couch?
Oh, maybe a little.
You can't walk on it, right?
Oh gosh, no.
Well, did you have to go to the bathroom
for
a period of time before you broke it, and you called somebody?
I don't remember.
Interesting line
details.
Of questioning there, Mary.
Yeah, well,
so summer's almost here. What's everyone most excited about for summer?
Just getting outside and enjoying the weather.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to just sitting on the deck. That's as far as I go. I
would
I can't
be too
walk
to look
grass.
At the water.
Just, you got a nice...
I know, Lois, that's why I never want to move.
No.
There's the cows. Count the cows. How many cows?
Oh, yeah. It's time to count the cows.
All right. 1, 2, 3,
no,
4, 5,
so.
6, 7.
I got it.
Beyond
there's 56.
next?
They're laying down.
37.
One was taking a little poo-poo. He was getting up to do it. That was good.
And were they having sex?
No, grandma.
None of them. I checked that out, too. None of them were.
What is wrong with you, Sue?
Well,
I just asked because that's how kids...
Do you watch cows having sex when we go for rides?
No, never. But that's how children that are brought up on the farm know about those things.
The birds and the bees.
To the animals.
Really?
Really.
The married women or the single women?
So,
I'm talking about
on a farm, watch
cows.
And then they don't have to have the talk.
Did you see that? Road closed ahead?
Road closed ahead. That must be symbolic for the conversation we're having right now.
Yeah.
So kids watch animals, watch cows.
No, but they'll probably say to their parents, well, how come those two cows are together?
And then what do the parents say?
And then, when a cow delivers a baby.
Did you have a conversation with your kids
about
the birds and the bees?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Lois, did you do the sex talk with your kids?
No. I guess they learned about it before I had the chance.
That was a good one, Lo.
Do you know what Bob did with your dad and I?
No.
He sat down and he said, I need to talk to you too. And we were like 11 years old.
Yeah.
He drew pictures. I had no idea, and he was a bad drawer.
When I got pregnant with Joel.
Dick and I looked at each other, and we had no idea what he was drawing. It was like stick figures.
So Grandpa draws pictures.
He drew pictures.
And that got him going enough to conceive Joel with Grandpa.
No, I was expecting. And Bob, was upset to begin with.
Why? Because you were expecting?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was 8 years, and we had kids, and we finally were able to go to work and whatnot, and I'm pregnant. It's 8 years later. And Bob said something, and I said, okay. I said, I don't know what you're worried about. I have to go to bed for 9 months just to carry the baby. So I don't think you've got anything to complain about.
Well, maybe.
And with that,
because he had to take care of the other one.
Yeah.
He said, that's right, he said. And he called all the kids together and he said, we can do this. Because Mom has a lot of problems carrying the baby. And he said, she's not allowed to do any housework or whatever. And I wasn't. Because as soon as I would try to do anything, he would put me in labor.
So
the kids did all the everything. But in the midst of it all, Bob sat down with Mary and Dick and drew these pictures.
Oh, then I was 14 when he did that.
Yeah.
So drawing stick pictures about, because were questions coming up about how you got pregnant?
I suppose.
Yeah. Mary, how did that conversation arise? I don't see Grandpa just starting to sit
he
down.
He did just start it. Well, and you know what? Dick and I already knew.
How it happened.
I think at first I thought we didn't know, but I do think we knew. But we didn't understand what he was saying with the stick pictures. And then finally he had to come right out and say it. And Dick and I kind of looked at it, each other like, talk.
So you know what he did? Because I didn't have to go to bed, because it meant my life as well as the baby's. So what he did was he said, I want you to work at the office. So that started me at the office, and you know, all I did was sit all day and type, which was great. And so I went home. I was supposed to have the baby on the 9th of November. And it was cesarean section, we knew that. So I quit work the 8th, and Dr. McBride called and said, you can't have the baby, you have an infection. He said,
you know what,
we
Bob
have to
drew,
wait until
he
Monday.
He didn't draw people, Lois. He drew body parts.
Yeah. So the baby was born, no, Joel was born on my birthday.
Oh, that's nice. So did you get to pick the day that he was born?
No, no. Nor did I say it's my birthday, and I, you know, I would rather not have surgery on my birthday. Nope, I didn't. Joel was born on my birthday, and I was glad and happy that he was.
Well, you did a lot of labor on your birthday. I'll see that much.
Yeah.
Well, you know, after I quit work, just that day, those 2 days, I started going into labor because I did a few things around the house and they didn't want me in labor whatsoever. So they made me, or they said, when I got to the hospital, they said, you are not to do anything because you've been in labor and the uterus evidently was about to rupture. And so a nun who, you know, what they did is they did surgery that was not allowed at St. Agnes, but they did it anyway on me that day. And a nun came up to me and she said, I was there for the procedure because I wanted to know just what caused St. Agnes to perform this. It was called a tubal gate, which, you know, was not allowed at St. Agnes. But it was approved by the bishop and whatnot because of my health. She said, I hope you're not worried about that, what happened to you. She said, there was just no choice in the matter. With that, I lived with it till 2010, and I had to have a hysterectomy.
Wow.
I didn't do the hysterectomy right away, but because they knew I couldn't have any more babies.
And then you had a Joel with you.
Yep, then we had Joel.
Joel, baby.
What's all your favorite card games? Grandma, what's your favorite card game?
Oh, I don't play cards. My daughter-in-law's sister blew it for me.
Why?
Well, we played this game and, you know, you're allowed to take whatever cards were thrown in the middle. And she always was grabbing everything, you know.
Who's this?
Her name's Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Renee's sister.
Oh, Renee's sister. She ruined cards for you.
Yeah. This was how long ago, Sue?
About
40 years ago?
No.
30?
No. Lois, I played cards, didn't I, with you and Bob?
What game did you guys play?
Sheephead.
Sheephead.
Oh, that was our husband's favorite
game. Or poker. One or the other.
Bob didn't like poker.
Well, that way it must have been Sheephead.
Yeah, it was Sheephead.
That translates to Dad, too. Dad likes Sheephead over poker.
Yeah.
You guys play euchre?
Bob did. I never did know how. His parents played euchre all the time. I never did learn how to play it.
All of Paul's family plays euchre.
Is that your favorite game, Mary?
No. Poker or Sheephead?
Poker. Yeah, I'd say Sheephead my favorite.
You have to think a little on it.
That's think more on Sheephead.
What was that game that your dad asked Mary, how come you knew how to play it when you were in school? What was the name of it? Mary, do you have any gum?
You told me you had gotten some.
I gave you the whole pack.
Okay. I don't remember you doing that.
For Mary's dating profile, folks
have
memory issues, so that'll come in handy if you
Charlie, stop.
On the side. She'll forget.
I can find my own guy.
Mary, really, don't you remember that me giving you that bag?
No, I don't recall. Did you do
it?
Oh, she did.
I thought it was I knew it was
Mary, it's a kid's show, and you're saying on it.
Yeah.
What's a kid's show?
This is a kid's show.
Yes, this is something kids can watch.
Yeah, grandma's telling kids how to learn about sex, go work on a farm, watch cows fornicate. Now, grandma, if those cows are not married...
That's disgusting, Sue.
Yeah, because you got one bull, and that bull goes hog wild on them cows, and that seems to be a little promiscuous.
Let me tell you, they hope the bull will be.
Yeah, they do. What does that say? Is that a Catholic deal there?
I don't think religion's involved. The cows.
The cows, all right.
You know what? Okay.
Not in the States, anyway.
No.
Mary, what are you looking forward to this summer?
Finding a guy.
Oh, we can help you today.
Mary, what's your ideal first date?
My ideal first date is...
Where do you want me to take you? Away from our mother.
Pretty much. How about Devil's Lake? That's fun.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That is fun. I like Mercer, too. That is fun.
Mercer.
But you know what? Those are all day trips, which you wouldn't do on a first date.
Mercer you can't do on one day.
No. You know, after we get our pontoon boat, we could go fishing. That would be a fun first date.
Who's getting a pontoon boat?
We are.
Oh, because you're marrying a millionaire.
No. Sue and I are getting a pontoon boat.
Oh, yeah?
We are?
Who's driving us?
Oh my God! Who's driving it?
Yeah,
I can drive
that. We're getting it with the money we win at the casino.
Oh, that's right. We're going to the casino. We're gonna be. Hey, how did you guys like going on stage in Green Bay?
Charlie, we don't remember it.
I thought it was fun.
We brought it up.
Yeah, it was very fun, Charlie.
It was great.
Was it?
It really was.
The crowd, you got a bigger pop from the crowd than I got the entire damn show.
No.
How do you think that makes me feel, too? I worked so
Charlie,
hard.
Charlie, that's not true.
It is true.
Charlie, let me tell you, that show was probably the best show of yours I've
ever
seen.
That was very fun.
Well, thank you.
It was a great show.
I loved it when Leroy sang happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that was nice.
The whole thing, I mean, gifts, oh my goodness, the rec center gave you gifts. You got so many gifts, I didn't believe it.
It was a great birthday, it really was. But when you guys walked on stage after the video, got the biggest pop of the show, and I will also say that I've been doing these shows around the country, and that video that we did, everybody says my favorite thing was the Grandma Sue video with Lubricant Lois.
That's because Grandma and Lubricant Lois were going back and forth.
You should have said that.
Yeah.
It isn't that you didn't want to, you just can't think that fast.
Well, you thought pretty fast,
Lois, with the Lucy Susie. That just came flying out of your
mouth.
Lucy
Susie.
Lucy Susie.
Yeah, let's think of a nickname for Grandma, and Lois just flew out of her mouth as fast as could be.
And let me tell you, when we replayed that, Grandma Sue, Lubricant Lois, Aunt Mary, we didn't believe it.
No,
you know, and we didn't believe the 10,000 people there for your show.
Oh my God, no!
And it was such a great show.
It was.
It was a good show.
Oh yeah. My goodness, Charlie, you really, you outdid yourself.
You know, Charlie, when you walk out with all the lights, and it's overwhelming to walk out with that many people because we've never done that before. So we didn't realize what had happened. Did you realize what had happened, Lois?
I didn't.
When we walked out?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
I remember walking out, and you said, what do you have to say, Grandma Sue? And I said, when's the next podcast?
It's right now. It's right now.
So anyway, I just... You know, I remembered it, but we just didn't realize.
No, until we played it back. Until we saw it on Instagram, we pretty much didn't realize
how
big that crowd was. I mean, we saw the crowd, we just didn't realize the applause, I think.
Well, Charlie, you really have to be proud of yourself when you think that there were 10,000 people there.
Yes.
I tricked that many people for one
person. I mean, really, you have to be very proud of yourself.
They were there to.
Charlie isn't the type that, you know, is arrogant.
I know. You can tell, and that's why he's so popular.
And another thing, his shows are clean.
Yes, that is wonderful. Here,
and I love you for it.
It just goes to show you don't have to cuss and swear and be dirty to have a good show.
Well, what about the bears, guys?
Oh, my gosh!
You know?
Charlie!
That was your motto from day one.
But you didn't say the word, did you?
No.
I don't think you said the word.
You said F
the bears.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forget. Yeah. It's implied.
It is, but...
With the cheese and the beer?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Taking place of the UC.
Lois, what are you looking forward to most this summer?
Just good weather and getting out about in my neighborhood and everywhere.
Do you know someone with a boat?
No. Yeah, Susie.
Our pontoon boat.
Just kidding, yeah.
We're going to take that out and go fishing.
Yeah, Mary's going to drive it.
So I and Lois. Fishing.
I feel sorry for anyone who might be swimming in her path.
I'll make sure.
It would be kind of scary because I don't know how to swim.
Should I tell you something?
You don't know how to swim, Lois?
No, I don't. Isn't that pathetic?
You never learned, huh?
No.
Do you think you go get a membership at the Y and you learn how to swim at the Y?
I tried it once, but I couldn't do it.
Well, it's never too late to
You
learn.
Could if you practice. Do you want to come to the Y with Sue and I?
No.
Sometime?
No. I don't want to learn now.
What do you guys think about AI?
What's AI?
What's AI?
Artificial intelligence.
I think the entertainment industry is in trouble.
I don't like that.
Why don't you like it, Lois?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
I don't know that anybody does really like it.
I don't think so either.
Folks, that is all the time we have for now. If you want my full conversation with these gals on the way to the casino, just follow the Cripes Cast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Here's
used to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.